Chapter 3. As his fingers closed around Madeline's, the sensation of his calloused palms abrading her own soft hands and regularly manicured nails made her shiver in the best way possible.
"Hello, Mr. Cowboy."
She bit her lip to hold back a giggle and allowed him to lead the way to the dance floor. Talk about surreal. It was hard to believe any of this was actually happening. Willingly dancing to country music in a Texas honky-tonk was about as far outside her box as she could get. But maybe that was why it was so oddly thrilling? Probably. Or maybe it was the man whose hand was clasped around her own, pulling her along with a confidence that he seemed to be born with. It was a very nice view, walking behind him like this. She'd always preferred the kind of guy who wore well-tailored suits and handsome shoes and who exercised on a treadmill in moisture-wicking athletic wear while watching CNN or listening to his iPod. At that moment, it was hard to remember why she'd thought the GQ look was more attractive than a pair of Levi's that fit perfectly and a plaid shirt that was soft and faded from countless washings. She allowed her gaze to steal over the cowboy's broad shoulders and muscled back as he cut through the crowd. This was a man who wore boots for a reason. Someone whose muscles were formed from rolling up his sleeves and doing real labor. A man who took the bull by the horns. Probably literally, she thought with a stifled grin. Tipsy Madeline had much better taste in men, if she did say so herself. When they reached the farthest, darkest corner of the place, he turned and pulled her into his arms, a lazy smile lifting the corner of his mouth. There was no awkward moment of trying to find the right position. They fit together as though they'd danced a dozen times before. She let out a blissful sigh, not even caring that the music could only be described as twangy and the clientele as less than urbane. She was having fun. This was so much better than how she'd pictured her night going. As they began to sway in time with the rhythm, he read.